Violence still plagues Indian-held Kashmir, the mostly Muslim Himalayan region claimed by both India and Pakistan. Earlier this summer, several Indian tourists died in a grenade attack at a resort town restaurant. But the violence hasn't kept travelers away from the region. This season, Kashmir received a record number of visitors since the insurgency against India began 14 years ago. Miranda Kennedy recently returned from Srinagar, Kashmir's capital, and has this report.
Kashmir has been called the jewel in India's crown, but for the last decade it's been more notable as a battleground than as the Switzerland of Asia. In 1989, when Muslim insurgents, backed by Pakistan, launched their war against the Indian state, Kashmir lost its major industry, tourism. But officials say that now, with a ceasefire holding between India and Pakistan, that's changing. More than 200,000 tourists and hundreds of thousands of Hindu pilgrims have flocked to Kashmir's mountain pastures this year. Mindu Chen has just arrived in Kashmir with a group of 20 Taiwanese tourists. Surrounded by Indian soldiers in Srinagar's heavily fortified airport, he needed reassurance before deciding to visit.
We heard there's a war between India and Pakistan, but the tour agents tell us it's safe now. We can come here to take a look at this beautiful country.
Are you worried?
Just a little bit.
Despite the heavy influx of Indian and foreign visitors this year, there is still cause for concern. Grenade and bomb attacks are regular occurrences. The U.S. State Department recommends against travel to Kashmir, as do most European governments. All the guidebooks to India mention Kashmir's history of kidnappings and attacks, and no insurance companies will cover a visit there. The hazards became apparent this summer in the tourist town of Pahalgam. Sameen Akhtar runs a restaurant which caters to Indian tourists. The restaurant was attacked and five customers were killed.
We had many people in here eating that day. Then someone threw a grenade inside and next thing there was blood all over the floor. Many of my staff were injured and didn't want to come back to work. I reopened the next day, but I lost a lot of business because of this.
The attack was condemned by all sides in the conflict, including the militant group Lashkar-e-Taiba, which supports the insurgency. Salim Beg, Director General of Tourism for the state, says that militants have largely left tourists unharmed because they know that everyone in Kashmir relies on the money they bring in.
Tourists have never been a target here, so there was no reason this year that tourists would be the target. Immediately after the Pahalgam attack, there was a consensus and a uniform cry, which means there's a across-the-board consensus that tourists are not part of the conflict. It's unfortunate it has happened, but what's satisfying is that this consensus has emerged.
Though Indian tourists would seem to be obvious targets for insurgents, they are visiting Pahalgam. They say they weighed the risks and decided it was more important to see Kashmir, which is the setting for love scenes in hundreds of Bollywood films, at least those that were filmed before the insurgency began. And gliding in a wooden boat across Srinagar's beautiful Dal Lake, it's easy to forget that the city is home to one of the largest peacetime mobilizations of soldiers in the world. Turquoise-tailed kingfishers dart through the lotus gardens on the waterways. The intricately carved houseboats, which serve as floating hotels and homes, sway gently in the breeze. But there are also signs of neglect. Water weeds and garbage now clog the lake, proof that the Indian government has placed priority on fighting the insurgency rather than keeping up its tourist spots.
For 14 years, we have survived on steel peg or barrow.
Azim Tuman is chairman of the Houseboat Owners Association in Srinagar. He inherited a 140-year-old family houseboat business that was established to cater to the British rulers of India. He says that while tourists have come back this year, it's not enough to restore the industry.
I would like to appeal to government of India to come to the rescue of houseboat owners industry. As a chairman, I don't see future of my community at all.
Unless thousands more tourists decide to take the risk in Kashmir next year, Tuman fears that his houseboat and the thousands of others that line Dal Lake will not be able to stay afloat. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Kennedy.